Hey, what is going on, guys? This is DK back at you with another video here to talk about two player props I like on Prize Picks for tomorrow. It is Taco Tuesday. Also, check out my Twitter. I'll be doing free tacos over there. So go give me a follow link down below. But just DK _ fast really four. But yeah, if this is your first time watching, guys, for content for Prize Picks, DraftKings, NBA, NFL. And the sponsor of today's video, that is going to be Parlay Play. If you guys are not on Parlay Play, you can use the link down below for a $100 deposit match bonus. But would recommend it. They're making a lot of good updates. They have alt lines now as well. You can win up to 155x your money. So if you do want to give it a try, again, click that link down below. It does help support the channel if you click deposit. And as always, if you look for more content, you can check out my Patreon linked in the description below. All right, so we got to recap a couple things because this has been the most wild week ever for me, really. So let's do that and then we'll get into the video. So Thursday hit a 25x. We got hooked. I think I showed you guys we got hooked the day before on Durin PRA, which don't get me started. Durin has been really, really tilting me over the last few plates. But yeah, we hit a 25x on Thursday. Love to see it. So I want Ants over fantasy score, Schroeder. A fantasy score. Claxton's been a wagon for me. Nurkic under fantasy score. Haliburton and then Nikola Jokic over his rebounds plus assists. So a fourth 25x slip I've hit so far in 2024. And you know, maybe play one of these a day. So it's not like I'm one of those guys that's, you know, throwing out 100 slips a day like you see in a lot of these discords. Nope, maybe one a day. And then you know, this is where I'm still a little bit speechless. This was on Friday. Earned about $90 into $35,000. $35,000 I won off 90 bucks on DraftKings. If you guys are curious, this was my lineup. I finished, this was in a $4 entry on DraftKings. $4, 90,000 entries. I finished second, won 25K. But yeah, Poole, Misic, LeVert, Kuzma, Holmes, Murray, Niang, and Allen. I recapped a little bit more of my DFS study if you guys want to check it out. But my stands on that slate were low on DeJounte and going heavier on the Cavs. That's why you see a little change in my balance up to about 50,000 in DraftKings. So definitely going to have to withdraw some of that. But yeah, that's been happening. Also, again, it was great to see in the Discord massive wins as well. Again, I talk, you know, give my advice for EFS and, you know, subscriber won $30,000, biggest win ever, another massive win. Like, it's hard. I'm, like, blind. I can barely see. But that was another couple thousand. Like, you can scroll through these. I tweeted this out. 3K winner. We had a huge night on Friday for DFS. Yeah, it's been an incredible run over the last few days. Again, 25x hit on Prize Picks, and then winning 35,000 DraftKings. But all right, let's talk about these two plays. But yeah, like I said, guys, if you are interested in more player pops or more content for DFS, you can all check out my Patreon link down below. Also, started a dub club for straight betting on player props as well. So if you guys are interested in that, link is, I'll add it. I also have my link. It's linked in my Twitter bio as well. Okay, so let's talk about these two plays. We've only got 2 points props, actually. The first one we're going to look to is going to be Chet, currently at 16.5, going up against here against the Pacers. The last five bros will not like this. We're going to take more than 16.5 points for Chet. Let's kind of talk about the reasons why. So you get a clear up-tempo game here against the Pacers. Take a look at the line for that game. It's 240. 240 over under. Also, though, the big one is Jalen Williams is questionable. I think it's about 50-50 that he plays. He was not able to return last game after rolling his ankle, which is why I think it's about 50-50. And if Jalen Williams gets ruled out, this is obviously going to bump up. You know, it's going to make Chet look better, SGA look better. So I think his points prop will get bet up if Jalen Williams will get bumped up if Jalen Williams gets ruled out. But yeah, I mean, Chet's averaging about 17 points per game on the season. Again, the decent chance that Jalen Williams does not play, up-tempo game here against the Pacers. So those are all the reasons that we're going to take Chet more than 16.5 points as pick number one. Pick number two we're looking to is going to be Avicii Zubac. Currently, points prop is at 9.5, and we're going to take more than 9.5 points here for Avicii Zubac. So another one where we could get benefited depending on news. For the Clippers, you got no Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard are both questionable. They missed their most recent game. Zubac on the season averaging about 12 points per game. And he clearly gets a usage bump if those guys are not able to play. He had 18 and 6 in that game against Milwaukee, and that was without Kawhi and Paul George. The Timberwolves, they do run a big lineup. You know, if Gobert plays, he'll be out there. If not, Naz Reid played 42 minutes in the game. So they're going to have a traditional big out there at all times, which I think will benefit Zubac. Yeah, and again, I think you could get benefited as well. If one of Kawhi or Paul George get ruled out or both get ruled out, then I like this even more, right? Also, if you take a look at DraftKings Sportsbook and take a look at player points, let's go over to Vici Zubac and take a look where it's at right now. Currently at minus 130, so just pretty heavily on the over for Zubac to go over 9.5 points. Okay, guys, so those are the two picks for tomorrow. Again, we're taking Chet Holmgren over 16.5 points, and we're paying that with Vici Zubac over 9.5 points. Guys are looking for more content, again, check out my Patreon link down below. Look for more free picks. I'll be giving out some tacos, personal tacos, over on Twitter, so make sure to follow me there. Also, I already tweeted out my Twitter thread. If you guys are curious, I do this every single day, or try to. I try to do it every single day. It just depends on time. Also, Cash had a Peyton Pritchard atomic bomb, which was nice. Nice, like, 300 profit there. But everything you need to know, for betting on NBA player props, I go through pretty in depth. This takes me a long time, usually like hour and a half to do. So check this out. This is also for free on Twitter. So that's gonna do it for the video, guys. Again, if you do enjoy, make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and I'll see you all in the next video.